Welcome to the Teen Life Podcast, where we explore your questions to help you make meaningful connections with teenagers, because no teen deserves to feel alone. Have a question you'd like us to address? Email us at podcast@teenlife.ngo. Now, let's jump into this week's question.
My teen wants a job. How do I help them prepare without taking over? So today, we're going to talk about jobs, preparing for jobs, maybe even some suggestions for some first jobs for teens. But as we say, I'm going to say first job maybe a few times in this podcast, but really what we mean is just teen jobs. Before they're getting to the point where like, this is a career choice, these are jobs that are helping them practice, that are gaining them skills. And when it comes to that, let's talk about kind of a perspective shift of a first job isn't just about money. Yes, a lot of times that is what is motivating them to get a job, but it's also about identity. It's about responsibilities. It's about them gaining confidence. And so this is an important skill that teens need because they're not just going to pick up on these things on their own. A lot of times they need a job to push them. And so to start, let's talk about maybe some things that they would learn at a job. And I think the first one is they're going to learn how to talk to adults that aren't in their home or at their school. So they're going to have to interact with adults in a different situation.
And not always the nicest ones.
So, right.
Yeah. Some weirdos. Yeah.
Well, and with that, solving like, problems.
Sorry, like they're might be mean, but I I can't.
Are you saying?
No, there's, so, okay. I guess this piggybacks off a question of what was your first job that you had? Mine was Chick-fil-A. And there was like one time where there's like this closet, supply closet in Chick-fil-A. And like it's where all the sauces are, napkins are, things like that. And I'm in there. And then one of my coworkers comes in, this adult, and he starts showing me like knife scars that he has. Like not like self, like it was like weird things. And he's like, check this out. And I'm like, what? What are we doing? And it wasn't self-harm or anything like that. He was just like, showing up. I'm like, okay.
Was getting knifed by other people?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
And was very proud of it. And so, yeah, that is what I think of whenever I'm like, you're learning how to interact with just a wide range of personalities and types. And it's helpful. Like, somewhat like, yes, you come up away with some crazy stories, but like you learn how to interact with different types of people, which is so helpful at college, in life, whenever you start a career. Of there's going to be people that you don't like, there's going to be people who have personalities that are different than you. How do you interact with those people? And then I also think like it helps them learn how to manage their own money because it's their money now. So how are you going to spend it, right? Instead of getting allowance or instead of having money given to you by parents, it's like, okay, this is my money. How can I learn? And when your teen gets a job, maybe there's some guardrails that you can remove too. If you've been giving allowance, you've been helping out with payment of saying, okay, now that it's yours, learn how to manage it.
Yeah.
And I think it also like teaches them how to show up even when they don't want to or don't like to. Like you made a commitment and you better show up. My first job outside of babysitting was I worked in the Cardinal store. So like the little spirit store I made smoothies and served breakfast and stocked uniforms, but I worked before school and I am not a morning person. So that was a whole thing that like I had better make sure, especially when I was the one driving, that like I've got to get up, I've got to get ready, and I've got to get out the door so that I can be at my job at, I think it started at like 6:30 a.m. or something like that. And so...
Terrible. Terrible.
But that was a thing that I was motivated to do. But there were a lot of mornings where it would have been really nice to sleep in, but I knew...
How old were you when you had that job?
I probably started at like 15, turning 16. And then I had that all through high school. I didn't work every day. It was like a few mornings and then a couple afternoons.
Okay. My first job was, I had two first jobs at the same time that I could walk to. And I was 14 and I worked at a snow cone stand and I was paid in cash by this sweet old lady. And I'm pretty sure I did not ever claim that on taxes. So I'm sure the IRS will come after me at some point. I was also, this is a very old statement and it's going to date me quite a bit. I was a sacker at Winn-Dixie down the street from my house. Because they were the only place in town that was actually hiring 14-year-olds. And like, I really wanted to have money and have a job. And I had to be able to walk there. I mean, like this, you know, Kayla, before, you know, we had self-checkouts, this, we had little 14-year-old idiots like me.
Why would I want to interact with other people while I'm at the grocery store, Tobin?
Listen, I'm fully on board with that now. I agree. But I would help little old ladies with their sacks to their cars and, you know, and get little quarters every once in a while.
Nice.
So. That's incredible.
My first real job, though, was Chick-fil-A. I worked at Chick-fil-A from like 15 to 18. And, you know, I have a lot of random jobs. But yeah, that was my first job. And it was, and I honestly loved everything about them. Like they kind of set the tone for me. Like when I was a freshman in college, my mom wouldn't let me work because she wanted me to focus on school. And I hated it. Like I wanted to have a job and I wanted to be busy. And she gave me money and everything. It wasn't like I was broke, but like, she wanted me to focus on school. I was like, no, like I'm just sitting around doing nothing. And so I've always kind of had that drive for wanting to do work, which is I'm thankful for.
Well, and that's one of the things I love about jobs. And we'll talk about a little bit that there is a balance that has to happen there, especially if students are in school. But work builds this agency of I can take care of myself. It builds a confidence that a teenager goes, now I've got my own money. I can buy those shoes if I want to. I can take a girl on a date if I want to. I can pay for my gas. And that is a big thing that you want them learning when they're in your home rather than learning in college or the real world for the very first time. And then there's studies from the Brookings Institutes that show that teens who work moderate hours develop stronger work habits and independence later in life. So this is something that they're learning now that is going to impact them later. However, like I said, if they're working too many hours, if they're not getting enough sleep, that can harm academics. It can make life really difficult. If maybe they're super involved in sports and then they're also trying to work this job and then they're also trying to study at night. And so you know your teenager best to know what they can do. And maybe it's seasonal. Maybe they need a job that is only going to be in summers or only going to be if they play football in the spring semester when they're not so busy. And so help work with them of developing these skills, but also in a way that's going to be helpful because at the end of the day, they're kids. Yeah. And we don't want them to be working so hard that they can't have fun with their friends or go to sporting events or be involved in activities because they feel like they're already nailed down to this job. You've got your whole life to do that.
I think that's part of it too, is like helping them look for and find jobs that are helpful for their schedule, right? Like what makes a good environment and a first job for teens is one where they can have a little bit of flexibility, maybe, where, you know, the whole operation doesn't necessarily depend on them and, you know, have adult supervision, clear expectations, like ways that they can be taught responsibility and maybe have their, you know, not handheld, but like teach them, have people there who can like properly equip them. I know that there's some jobs or businesses that maybe it's just like, oh, sweet, like we need someone to run the cash register. And then they show up and it's just them and no one has taught them anything. And it's like overwhelming. It's like, okay, well, now I've learned nothing and I've just been thrown into the deep end. And so, you know, look for places like restaurants, camps, retail stores, babysitting, yard work. I mowed in the summers too. I didn't have enough lawns for it to be my main income, but I did some of that. Tutoring younger students. I mean, I think there's things that you might not be able to find all of the things that you're looking for, but things like lawn work, babysitting offer more flexibility and some of those other jobs have more adult supervision or you're learning different skills, but have them kind of think through, all right, what are you looking for? What do you need in a job?
I do think there is some importance to of getting a job that has like some structure and a boss and stuff and kind of learning as a teenager, like, oh, hey, like, you know, like my son just started his first job or not first job, but like his first real job that wasn't like a pool. He already was like, my manager kind of did this. I was like, yeah, buddy, like get used to that. And it's just kind of like they kind of need to experience some of that. So that way when they're not, if they do get a more serious job in college or out of college, their first experience with maybe not great management is not coming as an adult whenever they can, you know, like it's a little bit more intense. The thing about, I just think whenever you are a teenager, it's okay to work at these places that maybe you wouldn't think about working at. Like go where it's going to be, like Caleb said, go where it's going to fit your schedule most. but also go in knowing like, this is not a career job, but also I want to do it well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if it starts hurting your, like your psyche or mental health, like as a parent, this might be kind of tough, but it's okay to let them kind of walk away from that. Like, you know, in my house, it was always like, we're not quitters. We're not quitting anything. But like, there were times like, man, I really should not have worked as much as I did at that age. So, you know, help them create healthy boundaries in that as well. Or you might have a kid that's just like, I don't care about like all the extra stuff. I want to save money or whatever. And then sometimes that's okay. My last job in high school, my general manager, the person who was in charge of basically everything, was 22 years old. He was 4 years older than me. And it was a very not great situation. But, you know, I learned a lot about that job and in that job. And so sometimes that's good. So I'm a parent of a teen that is experiencing this for the first time. And one of the things that I was not prepared for was how to prepare my teen for a job interview. How are y'all at job interviews? Like I know, Carly, it's probably been a while since you've done one. Caleb, I don't know about you, but how do y'all handle job interviews whenever you go to them?
I mean, I feel like I was fine at job interviews. I got jobs, so I feel good about that. But I think
dirt off your shoulder there. Okay.
No, but I think where I struggle is like I can answer the questions, but having the confidence to then come back and ask them questions or to clarify or to even fight for, I think this is what I'm worth. I think as an adult, I would still struggle with. And then you're adding that as a teenager where the gap is bigger. And I don't know that I would have like that confidence. But the one thing that I heard over and over again when I was younger, and honestly, it's true, which is annoying, is like it does get easier with practice. So even if you think I'm probably not going to get this job, just to go through the interview process is going to make the next time you really do want that job a little easier because you've done it before and it's not the first time you're sitting there. So even if you're teenager is like, I don't actually want a job. Make them interview. I don't know. Make them
turn
go to four or five interviews. Yeah.
Have and them offer you the
they
job.
Don't want the job. No. But just to have that experience, I think is super valuable.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm pretty, don't mean to brag, pretty good at interviews. Get me in a room with someone. I'll convince them. You should hire me. Yeah, I'll be the best worker ever. I think I have 100% success rate. So no big deal. No big deal. Any job I've interviewed for, they're like, please, please, Caleb. I'm like, well, we'll see.
Have my
we'll
job.
See. Yeah. Here, run the whole place. That is through a lot of practice. And I think even having done like interviews at Chick-fil-A or interviews in college as like a ref, or I worked at like a cafe, like those helped prepared me for post-grad. And even in like internships, things like that, like basically you had an internship fair. And so just like repetition of getting used to answering the questions, and you get kind of used to the questions that they're going to ask you. And I think like as an adult, because you as an adult have probably been through more interviews than your teen who is looking for a first time job, you can kind of help them prep. Okay, here are probably the questions that they're going to ask you. You have the basic ones like, what are your strengths and weaknesses? Have them prepped to answer those questions. Have them walk through, all right, what are the things that you're good at? What are the things that you need to work at? And then here's always the caveat. How are you working on fixing your weaknesses too, right? And so throw some of that in. And then I think like two, I've had students who have interviewed for jobs and they've been so nervous and they're interviewing at like, you know, a Chick-fil-A, McDonald's, things like that. And I'm like, all right, take a deep breath. like they need workers.
Yeah.
Like these places that your teens are probably applying at, they need workers. So like
also you there's cannot, 7 McDonald's in your hometown. So
yes, like if you miss that one, go to the other one. Like you cannot stress enough. Like they need you. And like this is so low risk in a way that I think can help free up. Okay, yeah, all right, here's how I can get used to it. And so kind of maybe display that, like, hey, it's okay. It's okay if you don't get it. It's okay if you do get it and you just say no. I think taking away the pressure that your teens are feeling can help them be more comfortable in an interview as well.
I love interviews and I'm honestly, I think I'm great at them. And that, like, y'all have all been cocky too, so I'll go and say it. When I was, I don't know, for whatever reason, they've never stressed me out. And I wish I could credit who coached me that way, because I may have been my mom, but like someone had always told me, like, if you go in there with questions prepared, it always kind of leaves a better taste. So like, yeah, like tell your teen, like it, who cares if it's McDonald's? Have questions, even if it's just like, hey, what's my expectations? How many hours am I going to get? If it's simple questions, but it shows them that you care about the job enough to think about it, which is a big deal. You're not just some teen rolling in there saying, are you going to give me the job or what? You know? Mm. And so going in there with questions and like I said, in prepared questions, it shows that they want that you want that. And so it's very hard to teach and coach confidence, especially when our more higher anxiety kids. And so you can't exactly pull that off all the time, but you have to kind of also just help them with, here's some ways you can say things where it's not making you look like you're stressed out and stuff like that. And then also really making eye contact and showing a firm handshake and stuff like that goes a long way. The last thing I'll say, and this is where me and my son fought about stuff, is you overdress for the interview. I don't care what it is. Like, go in there with maybe not a full suit, depending on where it is. But if you go in there showing that you look professional, even though you're going to wear a polo and an apron and a hat in a job, it at least sets yourself apart from the people who are walking off the street and wanting a job. And so, like, go in there and be somebody that they remember, so that way when they are making a decision, it at least shows them that you took it seriously.
Well, and I'll say too, have them do a little research before. Now, if it's a place that they go often, like Chick-fil-A, they might not need to know that. But if you've never been there before, I've sat in an interview with someone who, when we started asking them questions of like, well, what do you know? They're like, oh, nothing. I'm like, no, you need to show that you're also putting the work in, that you know you care enough about this company or whatever it is to have done some research, or if there's things you can do outside. Like, I know CPR training is a big thing if you want to be a babysitter. And so maybe to show, hey, I care enough about this that I already took a step or got lifeguard certified or all these things, that I'm putting in work ahead of time. I also think having them go through practice questions. So ask them, or honestly, get a friend of yours to ask them these questions, so they're not even practicing. Like, maybe they practice with a parent first, and then if they're still nervous about it, be like, hey, I'm going to bring in a friend and he's going to pretend to interview you, and we're going to do one more step before you're actually in it. But questions of, why do you want to work here? What are your strengths? Tell me about a time that you solved a problem. Almost always they're going to ask you a question like that.
Yep.
So have them think through that, so they're not sitting in their interview scrambling for the first time ever.
Yeah.
But that's going to help grow their confidence, so when they walk in, maybe they won't be quite so nervous.
A couple other last tips, and then we can wrap up. But also, make sure you arrive early. Mm. And when I say early, like, if your interview's at 2 in the afternoon, you're there at 1:45 at the latest. Like, you need to show that you're prepared. And it helps you also sit down and wherever they have you and kind of gain your emotions and kind of get yourself settled before you walk into the room with whoever's the hiring manager. And like, you know, having a mint in your mouth so you have fresh breath and a smile is always important. Do not chew gum, but like, a mint's a big deal, because it you know, that kind of stuff matters. And like, as hard as it is as a teenager, one of your questions does not need to be, how much are you going to pay me? Because they don't care about that. And quite bluntly, your pay is going to be the same probably everywhere you apply for the most part. So that shouldn't be your worry right now. They'll tell you that eventually if you get the job, and you can turn them down if it's not enough. Or like Carly was saying earlier, you can maybe advocate for more. I will tell you, as a teen, you're not going to get very far with that. But, you know, you can advocate for yourself there, but you need to focus more on what can I bring to the job, and what is the job going to like give me focus on, more than how much you're going to pay me. You know, because again, if they come back and it's like minimum wage, and you know that, you know, this place down the street pays over that, then that's a different story. But if you go in there with, I only care about the money, they're not going to hire you. And so that's an important thing as well. And just going in, like, again, confidence is good, and being aware of your body language. If you're slouching in a chair and you're over, and, you know, body language is an important thing. So sitting up straight, you know, having eye contact and stuff like that, that stuff goes a long way.
I'll say too, for parents who are listening, make sure you're not unintentionally taking over. Have teen take ownership of this. Have them do research. You can help, and guide, but have them do research on where they want to apply. Have them actually fill out the application. Have them email or contact the managers, because you're not going to be the one doing the job for them. And if they don't want to be there, they're going to be horrible at it. So yeah, you need to make sure that they are taking ownership and you're not like unintentionally setting them up for failure by doing the front work for them.
Yeah. I think if you're looking at the things as a teen and you're sitting here and you're like, all right, Tobin, I'm not showing up in slacks and a polo for my McDonald's job, not getting there 15 minutes early. Like, yeah, it seems like a lot, but
then you're not getting that job.
You're not. Yeah, I mean, you're setting yourself up to get whatever job it is now, but you're also practicing these things for whenever it matters more. And so whether it's like, hey, I'm going to trade school to be an electrician, things like that, like these things still matter. And what you're portraying to others that are looking to hire you, you're basically selling like the idea of yourself, right? Hey, here's what, how I'm going to help. And so it matters. And so even if you're sitting here like, okay, like I'm not, it's Chick-fil-A, bro, relax. No, like, okay, do it.
And
do
again,
it.
Yeah. But also, like, you may be right. You may can roll in there in whatever you wore to school or hoodie, whatever, and still get the job. But I would bet pretty significantly odds that you will get the job if you come in there, arrive early, and you look professional.
Yeah.
Like, especially in a place that you're going up against a bunch of other teens, if you set yourself apart from the others, you're going to get the offer more than likely. And so, like, if you're just playing a game at this point, like, in look at it as a competition. If the competition is, I need to be better than the others, then what do you need to do to set yourself apart? And that's just how every job interview is. So that's a lot for teens and parents. And I mean, I'll tell you as a parent, like, this has been hard for me to navigate as well, especially whenever I do have the confidence of interviews and my teen maybe not has as much. And it's just tough. But we hope this is helpful for you. If you have any other follow-up questions to that, please reach out to us. Or if you have any questions that we can answer on future podcasts, please reach out to us on social media or send us an email to podcast@teenlife.ngo. We would love to answer any more of your questions you have. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube or wherever you listen to podcasts. And then we will see you next time.